Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQM. The Miami Heat, they're offering fans value deals like $60 pizza deal for pizzas, chips, waters, and a $40 hot dog deal for hot dogs, popcorn, drinks. They got grab-and-go stands in the 400 level. They got $3 sodas, $8 beers, $3 snacks, and kids can enjoy a $15 Bernie meal that gets you a hot dog or chicken nuggets, a souvenir cup, fruit snacks, and a silicone bracelet. For more information on food and beverage deals, visit KaseyaCenter.com as your Heat. Going to be home for a lot of this next 2 weeks. So go check them out. You got Hornets. It's an NBA Cup game, everybody.
Okay.
NBA Cup, dude. I don't think there's Brandon Miller tonight. LaMelo, I think, is probable. I think I saw. So we'll see. He is a – I mean, I like watching him play because nobody plays like him, but I could see if I rooted for him, how much I would love and then be driven crazy by him. Because the last time the Heat played him, I genuinely felt like he kept his team in, yet then lost his team four different times, the times that they played the Hornets.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he would frustrate Leroy.
Oh.
He would definitely frustrate Leroy.
With the one-legged threes?
One-legged threes from like 38 feet.
He's like a, he's just like, you know, he's like a musician who won't sell out, you know? Like, he's going to ball how he wants to ball.
Literally, that's why his name is Lonzo Ball.
Yes.
I mean, LaMelo.
Well, here's the problem. He's like the artist that won't, like, no matter what the song is, he got his amp up real high so you hear him.
And the kids love his shoes and the 6'7 thing.
Right.
You know? It's not right, Totals. It's not right, dude. Though I do believe that's accurate. You know, you can if you have a radio. You would be able to listen to us there.
Hey, man, I got to give it to the Twitchers today. They are on fire this first hour.
It's a feisty Friday. They're coming out. They're coming out swinging with these comments.
I mean, like, we used to look forward to weekends. Now we don't. So this is all we got.
This is what we got, dude. Rest in peace to the Tanner Connor era. He was waived yesterday. So.
For what? Who'd they bring off the practice squad?
I don't know. I didn't even like look. I just saw that this Tanner Connor was waived.
By the way, can I just say something about these teams that think that we hit a rut, so let's take away ping pong table?
Pop a shot.
Right? Think about this. That's if Lynn were to come to us and say, I'm tired of y'all missing the top of the hour. No free coffee. Like, what does one have to do with the other?
I don't know.
But that's and everybody's like, oh, somebody's turning the screws on. No, you're not. Stop.
One has
nothing to do with the other.
They're doing a Bob.
You're thinking about, damn, I better play well so I can get the ping pong table back.
Fuck.
No.
Candyland is banned.
Right. Like, it's the dumbest thing. But here's the problem.
Chutes and ladders no longer allowed in the
right.
locker room.
Here's the problem in sports. When things are going bad, everybody feel like they got to do something, right?
Yep.
And so they're doing something. God forbid you got players on your team that nobody else in the league wants and you expect them to win. Let's forget it. Ping pong ain't going to matter.
Yeah, it's bad strategy too because you got to pick a game where you think this is going to work. For example, the week beforehand, I believe Lamar Jackson made it an edict to get the ping pong tables out of the Ravens locker room. But on top of it, Cooper Rush was no longer going to play. Tyler Huntley was no longer going to play. Lamar Jackson was going to play, and they were playing the Dolphins. So right. Then it looks like your move was genius. Got everybody focused.
Are the people that talk about football not smart enough to see right through that? Because everybody gets excited about, ooh, they're trying to focus. They need to focus. This is going to get them focused. He's being a leader. Taking a ping pong table away? Really? Again, that's I gave me an example. If Lynn did that to us and we would look and go, what does that have to do with, right?
Yeah, I'll bring in this.
Right, exactly. Starbucks. But that's how this is, and everybody is like, ooh.
Well, they, according to, I believe Benito Jones said, it was a player's decision. It was not like the coaches came down and took it away.
Hey, I would like a player's decision too. Play better. When do y'all have that conversation? Right? We're having a conversation. We're not going to play better. Right? Basically, what we're going to do is we're going to do something over here so it takes away from what we've been doing here.
This was Jordan Brooks on the ping pong table or the pop. I'm sorry. Keep saying ping pong. It was a pop a shot hoop, and it was card tables that got taken away.
Well, card tables with the atmosphere around sports right now. Yeah, I could see that. The card table's different.
Yep. Leaders of the team, what's the background on the basketball being gone and other stuff? Was that player decision or what happened there?
I don't have any comment on that.
Whoa, state secret.
I mean, it's just like, because you know what? You asking players about that, and there's probably a lot of players that think that one has nothing to do with the other.
So he thinks it's stupid?
Could very well, but he ain't going to throw his other players under the bus. Like, yeah, y'all think that's what y'all need to do? I mean, personally, I think we just need to play better, right? And so, let me ask you a question.
Yep.
Not having Papa Shot, is that going to stop guys from beating the football up when Tua throw it, or Tua from throwing it to the other team, or from the left guard missing blocks, or at the time before Jalen Phillips putting silicone on his hands and can't get a sack, right? Does that stop it? Ooh, thank God we took away the ping pong table or the pop shot. Like, do you realize it makes you look more ridiculous?
I think it does make you look more ridiculous. Right. I think it makes you look like, you see, when I see this stuff, it makes me think like, wait, so you guys are trying to say that you're not focused enough? You know right. What I mean? It's, like, it's the same thing with having the extra meetings, but this is all, nobody has led the league in inconsequential window dressing more than the Dolphins. It's like, player only meetings we're not showing right. up to. We right. have all these things right. that it's like,
you know why? Just you know why?
Because they suck.
Because nobody, right? Nobody would just go in there and say, right now we suck and we need to play better. There ain't no rhyme or reason behind it. It ain't because of ping pong. It ain't because of Papa Shot. It's just we need to prepare and keep preparing and go out and play better. End of discussion. Okay? Like, you think the fans, look, I give crap to a lot of fans. But you think a fan is, if they go out and beat Buffalo, they're going to say, took Papa Shot away, that's why.
I'll tell you one thing, they beat Buffalo, that Papa Shot's never coming back. I don't know what the reward is.
Now, let me say this. Now, that, whether it helped or not, you don't change the mojo.
Of course.
You can't change it.
There's no good consequence, though. It's like you either suck and you continue to never get Papa Shot, or you're good and the Papa Shot can't come back because of a streak.
I just don't, in your efforts to look like you care, right, it looks even more ridiculous. You know what I'm saying? Like, I could understand if you said, you know what, we got some extra work in after practice. Okay, I can understand that.
Great.
Right? We got some extra work with Tua. We got some extra work on the jugs because we've been kicking that football's ass for the last couple of weeks. Right? I would say something like that. I can understand that. But you got football stuff. You've been struggling with the football stuff. Sometimes, you know, you don't do the right thing, and that causes you to have a penalty. So if an offensive lineman steps left and he's supposed to step right using the wrong technique and that guy gets by him, he grabs him. Right? Because rule number one with offensive linemen, don't give a free hit to the quarterback. So you just take the penalty. What part of it is that? What part of it is you not prepared or know what the hell you're doing? It ain't got nothing to do with pop a shot.
Al Macko says Tua should have Christmas taken away. Every INT equals one less gift.
Really? You know what Tua will say? I buy my own damn gifts.
Yeah, but he likes the holiday spirit. Like if they banned decorations. Witcher.
How about why don't you win?
That's what I'm saying. But that's the whole crux of this, right? It has a team that if you think New England is taking away ping pong tables.
Leroy.
You think, you know, like.
You're right, just, Leroy. But, you know, the media needs something to
But that's
to,
what I'm saying.
To,
like,
to make it a turning
not,
point.
Are we not smart enough to know that makes no damn sense?
No, because they need to sell. They need entertaining.
All right.
They
I
need,
got you.
They need to I talk. Understand. They need something to talk about.
I understand.
Hey, man, you know, the team's been playing well ever since they took that Papa shot out the locker room.
But Tobin, that's why sometimes I get on you.
I think like, they still blame me. I don't. I
no, I'm not blaming you. Through. I'm not blaming you. But sometimes when you say things, oh, they need to do this or they need to do that, they have nothing to do with the play. That's why I get irritated. Like, come on, stop.
I think a lot of what the Dolphins have, the Dolphins keep doing things that
make it worse.
Yeah, they have to just bring more attention to what an ass clown show they are. Like, it's just. Right. It's like if it's not the players being late, it's the snippiness between the coaches or any of this. Like it's all just self brought on bad attention. Like
yes,
you could have gone on this week. It's like even if you here's the thing: if you guys were grownups and you didn't even want this to be a media story, how about you just have the be grownups, have the Papa shot in there. Don't play Papa shot,
right?
Like just don't play Papa shot,
right?
But no, we gotta take it away. We gotta have it out that we need it to be seen that we've taken away the Papa
right,
shot.
Right, that's what it's I'm like, saying. Like it's very, very insincere, and you're being very insincere when you have to tell everybody you did it. And the other thing is, it ain't helping you on Sunday, right? The things that why don't you tell me you're doing something that helps you on Sunday, right? And so, like. I don't understand.
Papa no, shot, Papa roach, Papa don't preach ain't gonna help you on Sunday.
How about you go pop the QB? How about that?
Right. Like,
how about you guys actually bring down Josh Allen for once? Maybe that'll help.
Maybe but they need Big Papa like, Pump. Like,
this has made a situation that's bad worse because it don't even seem like you can do the right things to get better.
No, what's going to be worse is at 11 o'clock when Mike McDaniel's asked about it and he has to get all poetic on it.
Players take
and keep in mind,
accountability.
I've said this a lot of times. You're in that building from 7 to 3 to 5.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And you have a lot of downtime with the different groups that either have walkthroughs or meetings, or if you have an individual meeting, your meeting might end sooner than somebody else, and on, right? So there's guys who are literally in the building all the time doing nothing,
mm-hmm.
right? Until practice or after practice, or if you have meetings after practice or whatever, if you do work afterwards. So, like, you just want them to just sit in the corner, right? Go sit in the corner. I don't like.
Stay alone with your thoughts.
Like, I'm not a big fan of yelling about what happened after the game. You just had 60 minutes to do all those things you're talking about. Right?
Well, like, whatever happened to camaraderie amongst the team? Like, whatever happened to, oh, we need that.
They're still cool. I think
there is, but my point is, like, you said it. Once the work's done, the work's done. So if you're just going to sit there and stare at each other, then just go home. Like you know what I mean? And then there's more toys at home. So if you did have a good Papa shot game going between whoever, Waddle and Tua, it's like, that's probably a good thing. Like, who cares? Like, they put their work in. They can spend 15 minutes to play. It's fine. It's just one of these things that just has to be It just has to be one of those things. Say
they didn't make it a story. The media asked them about it. Man, we in a bad place. Everything they do is criticized. Well, yeah, everything, like, I'm not going to criticize anything they do, but I am going to criticize something they attempt to do that have nothing to do with Sunday.
Right. And
that's why we're having this conversation.
But that goes back to my point is like, you want the media to see that you did that. Like, that's the point. If you have something that's very easily seen by the media and then you change it, which, by the way, this is a rerun. We had this story a couple of years ago with the ping pong table.
Pretty much.
You know, like, you're trying to make that a thing. Like, don't say the media, because the media is obviously going to see it. That's my point of, like, if you guys really had a problem with the games, be grownups, have the pop shot, take the basketball away. You know, like, what a concept. Oh, where's the basketball? Nobody would notice that. Take the basketball away. But no, it's like, no, we want the media to see it. So I'm not going to get on
really,
the media.
And let me tell you, if you really want to be tricksters about it, right? Leave the Papa Shot there. Tell everybody, don't play it. I don't want to see anybody playing Papa Shot. And then the media will run with it like, these guys aren't messing around during breaks. They're trying to turn it around. Nobody's playing Papa Shot. Nobody's playing ping pong. See? You got to know how to work the room.
No, but they want to be. They want to make it a thing. So now it's like, and now McDaniel gets to spin it like, oh, my guys are focused, and then they'll get drubbed.
I mean, stop. They'll get drubbed. You know what? They ain't going to get drubbed for any of this. The reason why they will win or lose have nothing to do with what we just spent 15 minutes talking about.
I'll tell you what's like, look, I don't want to put trolling on the other side of things, but what would be funny? What would be funny is if Josh Allen runs in with a touchdown and Dawson and Dalton get on each other's shoulders and he starts doing pop a shot with the football.
Oh, that's what you would do. Hey, Vlad.
That's petty.
Tobin better be a Hall of Famer, because some of the stunts he want to pull to people, he would get his ass kicked.
Oh, Tobin was definitely down with
I know people, you try to troll somebody during the game, if you troll the wrong person, they'll take the L. They'll take the kicked out of the game, but they're going to let you know what's
Tobin
up.
Tobin definitely get George T. He'll get T.O.'d.
Yeah.
You're definitely getting T.O.'d.
And then do this. He'd be the guy.
What did I do? You're such a heel. You're like the Roddy Piper of heels. Like, hey, you know, like you'll start everything and start asking like, hey, what did I do? I didn't do anything. Right. I'm not the cause of this.
We need is the Pat Jimmy situation. Because you swear you ain't do nothing.
Ah, come on,
while
man.
You are the one that lit. Look.
The look. There's a picture of that look.
Hold my water.
Even the way you asked the question to Pat, you knew it was going to cause controversy.
I didn't know what I was doing. Why? Yes, I wanted Jimmy Butler here forever. I don't understand why you guys think I would do that.
You knew what you were doing.
If you guys want to go see Mike Tyson and his Return to the Mike show to the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino this December, stories and more from Iron Mike, caller number 3 right now to 305-567-0560. Caller 3 to 305-567-0560 wins a pair of tickets to see Mike Tyson's Return of the Mike show. You guys been giving them away all week. If you guys didn't win, tickets are still available for purchase at casino.hardrock.com/Hollywood/events. But caller 3 right now to 305-567-0560 wins those tickets to see Mike Tyson's one-man show, Return of the Mike.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.